When we see the scenes of immigrants trying to get across a border in South Texas or across the Mediterranean in a bad boat into Europe, our heart goes out for that. People on the move in all parts of the world looking for a better life, looking for something that they desire that they don't have back home. We see it, politicians talk about it, but I think our heart goes out for it. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul makes a statement about the creation groaning together, waiting for the expectation of the revealing of the sons of God. Romans 8, 19. I was thinking about that recently as I was addressing a group of people at a meeting. And the story in Matthew chapter 15 came to my mind of a Gentile woman who came to Christ wanting him to heal her daughter who was possessed of a demon. Jesus put her off. He said, no. He said, I'm sent just to the lost tribes or lost sheep of the house of Israel. And yet she persisted. And she said to him ultimately that even the dogs get the scraps off of the master's table. And when she said that, Jesus marveled at her faith. And he said to her in Matthew 15, 27, be it done as you desire. All she wanted, her desire, relief for her daughter. Ultimately, she gave it because Christ was actually making a larger point and he did have compassion upon this little girl. But the desire, he said, be it as you desire. When we think about the desire of people today for a better life, for a better world, for healing, for relief from oppression or whatever that might be, we think about this story, we think about the statement in Romans that there is an expectation, there's a desire for a better time and a better world. Keeping that in mind helps us to have the compassion we should have for people who suffer today, people who are looking for a better life, no matter where they're coming from, no matter why, and understand at least that that is the problem in the world today, and that the real answer and the only answer is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the coming kingdom of God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.